If you'd told me we'd be gone that long, I would have cancelled the milk.
I didn't know, Dunning protested.
35 bottles, Crow growled.
The door opened, and Crow's blood ran cold. Filling the doorway in front of them was the living, breathing actuality of the many demon dingo carvings they had seen in Kerpanga's temple. Doyle towered over them, his long snout failing to conceal his awful teeth, which forced his mouth to hang open in an awful, slobbering grin. He wore the shreds of a dressing gown, split at the shoulders by his massive dorsal muscles. When he stepped onto the porch, Dunning was struck by the strength in his huge, clawed paws, like those of a lion.
"Oh, crikey, we're too late," blurted out Dunning fearfully.
"Get behind me, Dunning," ordered Crow, brandishing the broken bowl feebly. The creature spoke. Yeah.